Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in dark skies above. As usual, we're turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips and welcoming him back right now. Hey, Chris, what do you have this week? Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the evening sky. Both planets can be seen in the south after sunset, and both are very bright. The moon this week is beginning to wane, but will remain a bright presence in the night sky through week's end.
There's been some news about yet another interstellar visitor arriving in our solar system, and you have more on that?
Yes, the Gemini North Observatory has captured an image of the first interstellar comet to be observed. This visitor from another solar system is currently on course to whip around the sun and come within 2 astronomical units of the Earth. And for those of you that are curious, an astronomical unit is the distance between the Earth and the sun. So about 92 million miles.
Tell us a little bit about the Gemini Observatory capturing the image.
Well, the team used the Gemini Multi-Object Spectrograph, which had to be on target very quickly since the comet appears in the general direction of the sun. And so these images had to be taken in the twilight just before sunrise.
There's also been another visitor from outside the solar system and with a very strong connection to the state.
That's true. In 2017, an object we now know as Oumuamua was observed by Pan-STARRS. However, Oumuamua had no tail or visible outgassing, and so we believe it to be a rocky fragment. This new object, currently known with the catchy name of C2017Q4, is most definitely a comet because we can see a tail composed of visible gases and dust.
And how big is this thing?
We don't really have a specific size right now, but the more measurements we take over the next few months will help us pin down its size.
And it's not having a multicolored tail like the thing you were recently talking about.
No, this is completely different. This tail is composed of ices, which are sublimating off the surface of the object.
We still like it. It's a good tail with us. And on a more serious note, is this thing going to stick around or is it headed back out into space?
Well, the trajectory of this comet suggests that it's going to pass right through the solar system. So it's very important we get as many observations as we can because it's going to go back out into space, never to be seen again.
And we know if we learn more about it, we'll hear about it here on Stargazer with you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.